KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly sunny skies, 75 degrees. We look for skies to become partly cloudy today. It'll be warm and humid as well with a high of 91. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Police in Creston report 48-year-old Robert Graham of Creston was arrested late Friday night on a U.S. Marshal's warrant for the distribution of child pornography and possession of child pornography. Graham was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting transfer to the custody of U.S. Marshals. Also arrested Friday separately was 28-year-old Spencer Leitzel of Creston. He was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for domestic abuse assault. Leitzel was later released on a $300 bond. Sunday evening, Creston police arrested 49-year-old Victor Thatcher of Creston on a Union County warrant for violation of a no-contact or protective order. Thatcher was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. There were also two incidents reported recently in Creston. A woman reported Friday morning that sometime over the past 2 weeks, someone took a ceiling fan from her apartment. The loss was estimated at $45. And early Sunday afternoon, a man reported someone threw a rock through his shed window in the 600 block of South Elm Street in Creston. The damage amounted to $150. The father of the 20-year-old Iowa woman whose body was found in a cornfield last week wants people to remember her by celebrating something wonderful, not by the way she died. Molly Tibbetts' father, Rob Tibbetts, urged the hundreds of people at his daughter's funeral Sunday afternoon to remember her passion for life and her desire to help others. Her body was found last Tuesday after a suspect led police to the field where her body had been since July 18th. To highlight his call to celebrate wonderful things, Rob Tibbetts recognized a couple who had just married the day before during his eulogy inside the gymnasium at the BGM High School. Tibbetts graduated from the school in 2017. Today, he said, we need to turn the page. We're at the end of a long ordeal, but we need to turn toward life, Molly's life, because Molly's nobody's victim. Molly's my hero, her father said. Davenport Bishop Thomas Zinkula led the funeral mass. More than 1,000 people filled the gymnasium for Tibbetts' funeral in the central Iowa city of 1500, where she grew up. Tibbetts had been staying in Brooklyn during a summer break from her studies at the University of Iowa. Christian Bahena Rivera is charged with first-degree murder in her death. Authorities have said Tibbetts was abducted while running in July, and an autopsy showed that she died from stab wounds. Rivera was being held in lieu of $5 million cash-only bond, and he's suspected of being in the U.S. illegally. He faces life in prison without the possibility of parole if convicted. A group of Iowa conservatives appeared to fall short of the necessary signatures Saturday to add an attorney general candidate to the November ballot, an effort fueled by the arrest of the Mexican man and the slaying of the missing college student Molly Tibbetts. Petition organizers supporting Des Moines attorney Patrick Anderson's non-party candidacy were tasked with collecting 1,500 valid signatures of registered voters from at least 10 counties. On a cursory look, it appears that they've not met the minimum threshold, according to elections analyst Wes Hickok, who said of the signatures the Secretary of State's office received just before 5 p.m. Saturday's deadline. A formal review of the paperwork will take place on Monday. Today, that is, and dozens of people across the state collected the signatures, but they didn't start the campaign until Wednesday, the day after Tibbetts' body was found in the cornfield. George Anderson, Patrick Anderson's son and organizer of the effort, said that prompted his father to try and challenge Attorney General Tom Miller, a Democrat currently running unopposed for his 10th term. Anderson said that this has to do with upholding immigration law. I'm not sure the current attorney general is committed to that. Miller entered the national debate over U.S. immigration policy in June when he joined 20 other Democratic attorneys general in calling for the federal government to stop separating children from their parents when they enter the country illegally. The 11th-hour effort on Saturday could face more than the challenge of whether it collected enough signatures. State law doesn't allow non-party candidates to use any part of the Republican, Democratic, or Libertarian Party names. The only three parties currently recognized in Iowa. Anderson's effort plans to list GOP beside his name. GOP, of course, is short for Grand Ole Party and is used interchangeably with Republican. George Anderson acknowledged that he would likely draw objections, but said he believed it would be a dispute the group could win. Iowa's political community is mourning the weekend death of Arizona Senator John McCain. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
McCain ran for president twice. His 2000 Straight Talk Express mostly bypassed the Iowa caucuses, but in early 2007, McCain brought his second campaign for the White House to Iowa. He was in Iowa on October 26th of that year. It was the 40th anniversary of his capture as a prisoner of war in Vietnam. McCain has written that it was during those years as a POW that he fell in love with his country. He voiced the same sentiments during a Radio Iowa interview that day.
You don't appreciate America until you're parted from her company, and then you really appreciate what a wonderful nation we live in.
I'm O.K. Henderson.
Congressman Steve King praised McCain for using every day of his life in preparation for or actively serving our country. Congressman David Young said McCain was a patriot who inspired many to give the best they could to make the community and country better. An 18-year-old man is accused of shooting to death another man in Ottumwa. A tipster reported the shooting at a home Thursday night, and police found the wounded man there. He was taken to the Ottumwa Regional Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. His name has not yet been released. Police found the car driven by the shooting suspect and arrested him early Friday. He's been identified as 18-year-old Jacob Heckethorn. Wapello County District Court records say he's already pleaded not guilty to the charges of first-degree murder and attempted murder. Heckethorn was being held on a cash-only bail of $1 million. His next court appearance is scheduled for Friday. An accident Saturday night in southeast Iowa's Lee County has claimed a man's life. The Iowa State Patrol reports 64-year-old Randy R. Carter of Fort Madison died when the 2007 Harley-Davidson motorcycle he was riding was struck by a 2008 Chevy Silverado pickup. The accident happened at around 8:45 p.m. near Business Highway U.S. 61 of the 61 ramps. Authorities say Carter was stopped at mailboxes on the west side of the two-lane divided highway and had attempted to cross both lanes to enter a private drive located at the east side of the highway. In doing so, Carter failed to yield to the southbound pickup driven by 29-year-old Jonathan Witt of Burlington, Iowa. The pickup struck the cycle and came to rest partially in the median. The motorcycle came to rest in the median. Carter died at the scene of the crash. Witt was not injured. A teenager driving in northeast Iowa's Butler County Saturday morning rolled the vehicle he was driving while trying to control an animal. The Iowa State Patrol reports 17-year-old Nicholas Grill of Parkersburg was driving a 2004 Chevy Malibu on Iowa Highway 57 at around 9:15 a.m. when he turned around inside the car to control an unrestrained cat. The car dropped off on the right shoulder of the road, and when Grill overcorrected, the vehicle entered the ditch and rolled once, coming to rest upright. Grill, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was transported by Parkersburg EMS to the Grundy County Memorial Hospital. There was no report on his condition or the condition of the cat. A Pleasant Hill man has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for killing his girlfriend's father. The Des Moines Register reports 27-year-old Ricky St. John was sentenced Friday. In a deal with prosecutors, he pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter in the November death of 46-year-old Timothy Neal. St. John had been charged with first-degree murder in the case. Multiple witnesses told police they saw St. John strangle Neal on the ground until Neal stopped struggling. The witnesses say they then saw St. John kick Neal in the head. Neal was later pronounced dead at Iowa Lutheran Hospital. Also in state news, two young black men have filed a lawsuit alleging that they were racially profiled by two white Des Moines police officers who pulled their car over for no apparent reason and handcuffed one of them while searching the vehicle without a warrant or probable cause. The lawsuit was filed Friday in state court on behalf of 23-year-old Montre Little and 21-year-old Jared Clinton. They say they were pulled over on July 15th by officers Kyle Thies and Natalie Heineman, and that Thies ordered Little, who was driving, to get out of the car or risk going to jail. They say Little was handcuffed and that Thies searched the car while Heineman questioned Clinton. The men were allowed to drive off after the search yielded nothing. Police video of the stop was released to a public advocacy group and posted online and has been viewed more than 9 million times. A police spokesman said the department is reviewing that traffic stop. And the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa reports that on Friday, August 24th, sentencings were completed in the federal prosecution of 19 defendants charged with methamphetamine trafficking and firearms offenses stemming from the investigation of a multi-state drug trafficking organization. Investigation of the methamphetamine and firearms trafficking organization began in April of last year following the arrest of 47-year-old Shannon Paxton on a violation of his federal supervised release. While Paxton was in custody at the Polk County Jail, he utilized the jail phone system to continue operating his organization, directing the sale of methamphetamine and the storage and movement of firearms, along with the collection of drug proceeds. Paxton also made contact with 35-year-old Fidel Rios Jr., his methamphetamine source of supply in Pasco, Washington. Rios and Paxton met while incarcerated together in federal prison. Paxton was incarcerated for a 2013 conviction of possessing a firearm as a felon, and Rios was incarcerated for a 2013 conviction for conspiracy to distribute meth. The investigation culminated with the execution of 25 federal search warrants in Iowa and Washington State in June of 2017. In total, the organization was responsible for the distribution of over 300 pounds of meth in the Southern District of Iowa between January and June of last year, and nearly 40 firearms were seized as a result of the investigation. All of the defendants charged pleaded guilty, and all defendants were sentenced by a U.S. District Court judge, with the exception of Hildebrand, who was sentenced by United States Judge Ebinger. You can see the entire list of defendants under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.